Actor and comedian Jason Stewart, who is currently appearing in Tangerine, is here to talk about his work and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about the movies and shows you're appearing in.
Well, now I'm currently in the theaters in a film called Tangerine, and it's pretty exciting. It's about these two transgender working girls, the day in the life of what they have to go through. The film is really touching, and it's funny. And I play Joe the doormat at Hamburger Mary's, and one of the lines that I say in the movie has become a hashtag. It's hashtag, this one doesn't have a shoe. And so that's really exciting. And what's really neat about the film, I think, is that it was shot on these three different iPhone 5s. And people are just really talking about it. It's got some of the best reviews of any movie I've ever been in. I guess the really exciting thing is that I got cast in a film called Birth of a Nation, which is not a remake of that film. It's said that the Birth of a Nation is a biopic on Nate Turner. And it's directed, starring, and written by Nate Parker. So it's Nat Turner and Nate Parker, which is a little confusing. And it stars Armie Hammer and Gabrielle Union, and I play a plantation owner in 1831. And I guess what's really cool about that is the idea that, you know, in 2015, that I'm playing a straight guy in a movie with a wife and a kid. I have to say, when I got the part, I just cried. I couldn't believe it. Things have changed so much, and I credit Nate Parker to all of that, because he's been really instrumental in letting people's talent come through, and it was one of the most exciting experiences I've ever been in, I have to say. And then I'm in, on the 28th of October, I will be in a comedy parody called Hush Up, Sweet Charlotte, with Rolla Jean Mervyn, Mink Stole, Matthew Martin, David Milburn, and myself, and I play a British journalist in the 1960s. It's so funny and so campy. Like, it's a parody of the old Betty Davis, Olivia de Havilland film, Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. It's called Hush Up Sweet Charlotte. It's going to be opening at the historic Castro Theater in San Francisco on October 28th.
Tell us about your comedy appearances.
Well, I'm going to be in Vegas in September at the Tropicana Hotel, and I'm doing my new tour, which is called I'm Only Gay on the Weekends. And the reason I guess I called it that is just because the idea of being gay every day of the week just seemed like too much. Just easier. There's so much expected of us these days. You know, so I'm doing a lot of new material, and I'm going to be co-headlining it. But then, I'll be on the 23rd of September, I'll be doing a date in Nashville, Tennessee at Zanies. And then I'm also doing my show every month at the Laugh Factory, which would be at the Long Beach and the Hollywood one. And I've got two dates at the Long Beach, which is the 29th of July and the 26th, I believe, of August. I can't believe I remember all this.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Oh, God, that's a big question. I think, you know, at my age now, I think the most important thing is to have fun and to get to work with really talented people. And then the idea that you get to be in a movie that says something, or a TV show that says something to someone and that changes somebody's perception on something. Like doing Birth of a Nation, I think what's really a dream come true for me is it's about the idea of this black abolitionist, Nate Turner, who in 1831 had the gumption and the fortitude to just sort of say, hey, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to stand up against the white slave plantation owners and the white people. And the idea of that, I have to say, was just, how does someone have that kind of fortitude in that day and time? And to be a part of something when actually in 2015, black men are being so persecuted in this country, and all this racial profiling, all this stuff that's going on, to be able to do something that's so of the moment and to shed a light on it is really exciting for me, and to be a part of that.
What advice would you have for young actors and actresses who are trying to break into the business?
First, to get really, really good. I think what happens is that people come here from all over the country, and what they see is what's in front of the camera. And there are a million other jobs that they might be good at. They might be a good costume designer, or an editor, or a music composer, or a director, or a writer, or even an accountant on a film. If you love show business, it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily be in front of the camera. And I think that people just see that the other jobs. There's hundreds of people that make a film or a television show. And I think that when you come here and you want to be in show business, you should be open to the idea of sort of seeing what it is that you might be your gift. And not everybody is meant to be in front of the camera. And people will say, oh, God, it's my dream. I've wanted to do this my whole life. Well, you're 18. You know, or you're 25 or whatever. And I think that you need to learn to do more things. I also directed my first web series. I directed a web series called Mentor. So I mentor gay youth. And also Mentor is about this guy that came here from Detroit. And he wanted to be in show business. He wanted to be an actor, a comedian. And my dad had just passed away a couple of years before. And I was feeling sort of lost and feeling like, God, well, who am I as an older person? And he came into my life and wanted me to mentor me, actually asked me. And I said, sure. And what I realized after a while is that he became the person that was mentoring me, bringing me back to life. And you just never know what's going to happen. So I created a web series, and I asked my best friend, Alexander Paul, from Baywatch, to play my best friend. And we got nominated for 3 Indie Series Awards, which was really exciting. Best comedy screenplay and best guest star actress, my friend Lee Garlington, played the casting director, and best supporting actress, Alexander Paul. And she actually won. The funniest thing is that Alexander is an environmentalist. And I said, when I was at her house one day, I said, hey, honey, where'd you put the award? She said, I had it recycled. It just about dropped it. She said, are you okay? I said, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. It's just going to take me a little while to get past this. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And if anybody wants to watch the web series, they just go to jasonstewart.com, STUART, and click on the word mentor, and you can watch all 6 episodes.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
The next issue we're going to jump on is housing and job discrimination. I remember when I was working for the HRC 15 years ago, I was doing a lot of comedy shows for them at their dinners. And I remember people being quite upset when gay marriage was brought up because they didn't like the idea marriage equality had not been really discussed. People thought that was such a big thing and that people would never go for it. Well, it took over 15 years for marriage equality to happen. And they were really focused on job discrimination and housing. And now those are the next 2 things, so that's what I'm a part of. But what I'm really a part of in my own life is trying to do things from where I stand. And I, 8 or 9 years ago, I became the national co-chair of the Screen Actors Guild AFTRA LGBT committee. And I created that committee with Duncan Crabtree Allen, who's the head counsel at Screen Actors Guild AFTRA. And my idea is to create more opportunities for LGBT actors. And it's been happening, you know, slowly but surely. It's not the idea of roles, you know, whether the part is gay or straight. It's a part of the person being an openly gay actor, comedian, singer, journalist, stunt person, extra. Just the idea of them being out and being accepted for who they are and be able to compete for jobs in the same way our straight counterparts do. And that's something I'm very much a part of.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
To put a pause on things, to make a call to someone who you know who loves you. I'll share a story. When I was 21 years old, I went to the Suicide Prevention Center, and in a black swivel chair, with my back to a psychologist, I told someone that I was bisexual for the first time. And I wasn't bisexual, but that's all I was willing to admit. And that changed my life. For years, I thought that I went to the Suicide Prevention Center because I didn't have any money at the time. I was 21 and just starting out. And when I was, it was a cry for help. I had thought about killing myself quite a bit. I mean, I grew up with those thoughts, thinking, you know, I was bullied so bad as a kid when I was in junior high school and high school that I used to go to bed thinking that, hey, I just wish I didn't wake up. And it was unbearable for me. I remember in junior high you're a youth or whether you're older. I mean, people, we talk a lot about youth, but believe me, as you get older, all those old feelings are still attached to who you are. I say keep working on yourself. Join a 12-step program, get a therapist, talk to friends if you're very young, and it's safe, speak to your parents. If it isn't, find an adult or somebody that's gay that's out. Go to your local gay and lesbian center and reach out. And you'll see that the minute it comes out of your mouth, the idea of killing yourself will have less power.
How can people get information about where you'll be appearing?
Well, all you got to do is go to jasonstewart.com, S-T-U-A-R-T. It'll say on the appearance page, says where I'm appearing. On the update page, it tells you what films and TV shows are coming out, or appearances I'm making at film festivals. If you want to read press on me, there's a press page, there's fun photos, there's videos of my work on the video page, and all my social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, my YouTube page, I mean everything. I'm linked, hooked, lit, tasted, tweeted, Facebooked, everything.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm soon going to be an episode of Rob Schneider's new series called Real Rob. And he sold it to one of the big pay-per-view networks. I can't say which one it is yet, but that, I just got a call from him the other day. And he's hysterically funny, and I've known him for a long time. And that was really sort of exciting that he asked me to be in one of the episodes. And I have a film with James Franco where I play a hoarder called Holy Land that's going to come out. I'm not sure when. And I play a really mean kind of been there, done that bar manager in a film called Dirty, starring Roger Guinevere Smith and Alexander Paul and Tony Dennison and the kid that I mentor, Paul Elia, called Dirty. And it's a cop drama. And that'll be coming out, I think, on iTunes in the next year. There is a thriller that I'm going to do called The Guest House, where Daniel Baldwin plays my boss. And I play a straight guy who runs a golf company. That was probably the straightest part I ever did. I based it on my brother. He always talks like, yeah, what do you want? Yeah, okay, great. You know, my brother has three-word answers. That's it. That film, I think, is going to be coming out at the end of the year. I was told. I'm not sure. Sometimes you do a lot of films, you don't know when they're going to come out or what happens with them.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
Oh, God, yeah. I love the Maya Angelou quote. If people show you who they are, believe them the first time. I love that. Because those signs are always there, and you always know. And I certainly know. I dated a flight attendant, an interior decorator, and a hairdresser. He was all three, which is the gay trifecta. And every time I left his house, he charged me for a Diet Coke. I should have known. I guess when you see the signs of somebody who is not right for you, if there's a red flag, you know this is not going to work. Just believe it. And don't put anything in it. And don't become too attached, because you know it's not going to work out. I think it's important for us to accept each other for the way we are. Everybody doesn't have to be, you know, under 30 and gorgeous. And I think that there are all types of gay people. And we should learn to accept all the differences in our community. And that's really important to me. It's like the support of your family. That to me comes first.